Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends, welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And today I am with my friend Brooke, and we were just sitting here having a conversation about how chaotic things can be, and we find ourselves being in that place, and how do we anchor in and survive that. So Brooke, again, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here again. We have so many things happening right now in all different levels of crazy different weather and not knowing and what's happening in the belief systems we carry, the politics that are there, the all the structures we've lived on and depended on are really hard to have a lot of trust in them right now. So how do you live a life knowing that?
And I've been feeling that a lot lately too, and having to ask myself the same question. And I think, and kind of what we've been talking about a lot on the podcast, is it comes back to that reconnection to yourself. I mean, that is the most important connection that you can have right now. Connection to your body, connection to your emotions, connection to just your reality, like being able to like be fully present in yourself, you know, like. And so just working towards that, because you're right. I mean, the world around you can feel like it's absolutely crumbling, and in a lot of ways it is. But you find that stability within yourself, or I would say that's why it's important to do that healing so that you can find that stability within yourself.
Yeah, I think that's real key. I think you just said everything that I was thinking wrapped up in a sentence. You articulated that so beautifully because, you know, whether you already understand how important it is to be connected or not, it's the importance is over and beyond. I feel like it's not only just important, that it's our duty and our responsibility and really the work we have right now to be doing, because it's going to grow. And so that's what we need to be working on. And underneath that, so, you know, well, yeah, but I know I need to be connected, but why don't I connect? Why do I still feel these things? That's where the work is, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I was actually just having this conversation with a client earlier today. It's like, imagine if all of us actually lived connected to ourselves, you know, and we're able to be our authentic selves and bring our strength to the world versus try to go out there and try to find it in everyone else.
Well, I can't imagine, because I've been thinking about it since I was 17 years old.
Yes.
And then when I was 22, I was on a stage in front of 1,000 people, and I said this. I'm 47 now, so it was 25 years ago I was on a stage, but people weren't ready to hear the message, and I didn't know what it meant. I just saw the vision.
You just had the message.
Because I literally said that if everyone showed up doing what they loved the most, the world would work. That was the message. Yes. And I was in multi-level marketing at the time. And I was thinking that that system allowed people to show up doing what they loved the most and the world would work. And I practically got booed off stage. And we're like, well, you'd still need this. And you just, all of that would work. Because if we were all anchored in what we're best at, what we love to do, not our zone of excellence, but our zone of genius, then the everything is filled. We're created to work together in that way.
Yes.
And I had that bit. I set off to do that mission and to help with that mission for years. it wasn't too long ago when I kind of was like, I let
Yeah.
it kind of go, and now it's back and more vivid and better than ever before.
Yeah, you see it. Like you see how it could heal the world
I
if you
see how now it's necessity.
Right. We are at the emergency point
Yes.
of figuring
And
this out.
it's like when COVID happened. Oh, this is how we change the world. We collapse the systems. But
Yeah.
then by about 2022, 2023, we started getting a big hurry again. I was like, well, dang, we didn't really do anything with it. Well, now guess what? We're really collapsing the system.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, okay, we're still collapsing systems left and right at a very fast pace. I am so excited and very inspired about the time we are in because I see how badly we needed these systems to be collapsed.
Oh yeah. I feel that too. I feel like we're in a an awakening, right? There, like
Yes.
there's people are waking up to how the systems have just shut us down, you know, how they have destroyed us, how they have silenced us. And so there's definitely, you know, well, because I work with women, I see this more with women are like waking up and are just like, I'm not doing that shit anymore. You know, like I'm not settling for being small. I'm not settling for this. But then when you kind of peel back the layers and you see, oh my goodness, this was kind of the setup. Like there was a lot of things that caused us to be disconnected from ourself, disconnected from our power, like purposefully.
Intentionally,
And multiple things are set up to do that so that we don't think critically for ourselves or we don't listen to our gut or our intuition. And there's a lot of things culturally in place for that, you know, with the just being women in this society, we're not supposed to do that or we're not as smart or whatever, you know, like. So yeah, there's a lot of things that have kind of made us shut down what inside of us is trying to speak and tell us things and teach us things.
You know, our school system is designed for that. And I don't want need this to be a doom and gloom because I know we were part of that and we chose to be a part of that system in some way, if you believe that, you know, you were the chosen one and we all are chosen ones, right? To be here at this time, regardless if you think that's your own mission or if God's mission or if, you know, whatever it is you believe, it all comes back to you're kind of the chosen one to be here right now. So I don't look at the doom and gloom angle because there's so much beauty in this. And where is the beauty? The awareness and the awakening is the beauty. And we didn't do anything wrong. We haven't done anything wrong by following these systems. We were a part of it, right? But with the awakening and we're aware and now we see it, of course, all the emotions come up, sadness, madness, anger, fear. So what do we
Great.
do with it, right?
Right.
What do we do with it?
Yeah.
After you go see Dawn. No, I'm just kidding. No, but the reason I say that is because that's where you start to process. And when you start processing and you allow yourself to be where you are and you aware, and when you have those feelings and they need to come out and they need to be there, you need someone to be with and to help you through it. We have so many filters that when we start to unpack some of this, we don't know. We have our personal experiences that make us filter it and it can really confuse us. So I know when, you know, you have a coach or a therapist, and Dawn, you're both of those people. You're a coach and a therapist. You're as one. And the work is to process it with people and to see through, have someone hold that space to see through that clear filter.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's almost like sometimes I feel like I'm just giving people permission, you know? They
Yeah.
come in, they kind of know already, but they
Sure.
just didn't have permission to explore it or to ask those questions or to challenge the things that they believed or, you know, to really start thinking outside the box that they were brought up in. It's the self-discovery that's unique to that person's story, right? Like where they've been, what they've been through, and where they've disconnected from themselves. And that disconnect can come from all different kind of things based on what that person's story is. So it's just really getting them to discover that, empowering them to discover that and educate themselves for what it looks like for them.
And the difference between doing that with a friend and a professional like yourself is that the empowering part and the space that you're holding is neutral. You're not going to just put on more belief systems, more narratives. And that's not just any therapist, and that's not just any coach. I'm talking about you, Dawn, specifically. You know, I can relate to that. I do that in business, but that is a skill set to bring to the table a place where someone can open up and explore possibilities, explore fears and anger, angry things, and all of it to unpack themselves without someone who is holding their own narrative for you. Even if they, even if it's because they love you so much, they might be saying, it's okay. You don't have to have shame. Well, that right there is already a problem in a session like what we're talking about, right? You can, because you would come up and say, let's talk about that shame. You would meet them where you are. And instead of telling them what to do or not to do, you don't do that. Don't do this unless you're like, listen to yourself.
What do you think? Well, yeah, and that's why I think that connection is so important, so that we can start listening to ourselves, so that we can start asking yourself that question. What do I feel? What do I want? What do I need? Like, why do I do what I do? Like, all of those things are about reconnecting to yourself. Like our quote here, behind every face is a story to be told. Everybody makes sense in their story. It's based on where they came from, what they've been through, like all of those things. So it is so unique to them. That is their reality. That is their conditioning. That is so it doesn't all just like fit into this box that we're all the same. We're all uniquely different. And so it's like reconnecting them to whatever that is and understanding themselves in the context of their story and where it is that we disconnected, where it is we lost them, where it is we weren't able to think for ourselves anymore, or we weren't able to connect to our own intuition. And that, with trauma work, a lot of times we're going back to the youngest time that we felt that, where we, learned that in order to survive, I have to abandon myself. And that's your, abandoning your emotions, abandoning your connection to your gut, your body, all of those things. So it's really just like getting curious, because like you matter, right? Like you matter, your pain matters, your story matters, like who you are matters. And oftentimes when I'm sitting with people and they come in the midst of a crisis and I ask them that question, like, who are you? They have no idea.
Right.
But that crisis or whatever has finally gotten them on the couch. And now we're just like in this curiosity discovery place of like, no, who are you? Like, this, it is your turn to tell your story. It's your turn to understand yourself in the context of your story. There's no right or wrong story. It just is. It just is. It's what happened to you. It's what you've been through. It's all of those things. Like, and a lot of times I find a lot of the pain comes in because we're trying to fit them into some little box. We're trying to make them believe a certain thing or think a certain way or behave a certain way or whatever. And that's why a lot of times recovery ends up breaking out of the system. breaking out of the boxes, breaking out of anything that's made them small or made them doubt themselves or made them only think in this certain kind of way, very limiting way.
Right now, in this time when things are unraveling and people are in chaos, are you noticing a difference in what people are coming you to you for? Or are you noticing maybe, no, there's just a more of the same? Or what's a trend right now that you're seeing?
I'm seeing kind of more of an openness of like people are coming and like this isn't working, you know? Like, so there's just this sense of like openness of like, oh, I'm watching a lot of light bulbs happen right now, a lot of light bulb moments where people are like, ah, you're right. Like, the system is set up this way. You're like, oh my gosh, I have lost this much of my youth to this relationship, or I have lost, you know, like so much to these systems. And now it's like we're zooming out and we can see it for what it is, and we're like unraveling all of that.
Ooh, that's beautiful. It reminds me of like some of the spirit people that I listen to in the spiritual world. You know, they say it's a, like you had said in the beginning, it's an awakening, and it's a time for us to go in, and it's a time, and right now it's a lot easier. So when I hear you say that, I'm like, yeah, that must be because the two must play together during the time where, you know, the veil is thinning and we are having this awakening. In the midst of all of this chaos, people are ready just to open up and be vulnerable and say, let's get to work here. Yeah, beautiful.
When your eyes are open, then you can actually see, and you're like, oh, I've been missing out on a lot. And then you really start asking, like, what is the impact I want to make in the world? What is it that I want to do with my life? Where do I want to, you know, live in my purpose and my alignment?
If you had one piece of advice or one little message for the women who are listening today that are feeling that the world is unraveling and aren't really sure how to navigate that, and for the people who are like, not really scared about what's happening there, but I'm ready to clear up myself, what would it be in people who are just in that middle ground there?
I would say the most important thing for all of us is that connection to ourself, right? Is it use your energy and your time and your efforts to connect to you, right? To heal you, to heal your pain, and to really care for yourself, get to know yourself. And like, that is where your superpower is. Your superpower is you. Like, if there's a secret ingredient to healing, it's you. And once we all discover that, and once we all like really are able to live from our most authentic, connected self, we will heal ourselves, we will heal the people around us, and we will heal the world. Like, it really is kind of that simple, I think.
What is your wish for the world?
To heal. To heal and to heal each other, and you know, to realize that we are better and stronger together. That we can be a part of, we can be a part of that healing for each other.
Thank you so much. It's been a fun time being a guest.
Yes. Brooke, thank you so much for just being on the podcast again. I love our conversations. I think it's so important that we are giving people a space to kind of think about these things, and giving permission, and given just welcoming the dialogue about it. So thank you guys so much for kind of being with us today. Just know wherever you are, you matter. Your story matters, your pain matters, your dreams matter, and you're not that girl anymore. Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.